1320 WILS. My next guest is the author of the new book, Pushback, Guilt in the Age of Natural Parenting. We're going to talk about all these movements, things like attachment parenting and natural childbirth and where this all comes from. We're joined by Dr. Amy Tutor. Dr. Tutor, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And you're an obstetrician gynecologist yourself, right?
That's right. And also the mother of four children.
Four children, wow. And what drew you to this field?
Well, I always loved OB, but I retired from practice and I spent a lot of time writing. And over the years, I got more and more email and Facebook messages from women that were feeling very anguished mm-hmm. that they had trouble breastfeeding or that they had a C-section or that they had an epidural. And I wanted to write a book to reassure them that these things that the natural parenting movement insists are so important really aren't that important at all.
And where does this movement come from?
Well, it's interesting because the history of the movement is that they were the individual movements were created by people who wanted to force women back into the home. So natural childbirth was created by Grantley Dick Reed in the 1930s, mm-hmm. and he was a eugenicist, and he was very concerned that white women weren't having enough children, and so he created this philosophy of natural childbirth where he told them that if they had pain in labor, it was because they were over-civilized.
Mm.
And La Leche League was started by seven devout Catholic women who were upset that mothers of young children were working outside the home, and they thought by encouraging them to breastfeed, they encouraged them to stay home.
But tell me this, is that not a healthy thing for a child to breastfeed?
Well, it is a good thing, and in developing countries, it can be a life-saving thing because the biggest problem with formula in developing countries is contaminated water.
Mm-hmm.
But in countries like ours, where the water is clean most of the time, then the benefits of breastfeeding are actually rather small.
Really? Well, what about all these things, the nutrients in the breast milk, the connection between the mother and the child? Is there any truth to that?
Well, I mean, there's solid science for a few less colds and a few less episodes of diarrheal illness a year. Mm-hmm. There is not solid science for anything else.
What about the assertion, too, that you can even have a higher IQ if you're breastfed, something like that?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. If you look at breastfeeding rates across the 1900s, they started very high and they dipped to a low of about 24% mm-hmm. in 1973, and then they've come up again to about 76%. And during that entire period, IQ rose, whether the breastfeeding rate rose or fell.
So no connection there, you're saying? What about allergies, things like that? Anything there?
The science actually is not strong on that. And that's one of the things that bothers me about the breastfeeding movement mm-hmm. is the exaggerated claims. Breastfeeding is good, but it's not so good that we should be torturing women.
Is it a torture?
I think it torments a lot of women because, you know, you consider these hospital initiatives. There's one to promote breastfeeding called the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did they have to name it Baby Friendly? They could have named it Breastfeeding Friendly, but they wanted to shame the women who couldn't or mm-hmm. didn't want to breastfeed. And that's really unfortunate.
Because
there are women who want support with breastfeeding, mm-hmm. so they could benefit from the support. But there are women who don't want to do it, and they don't really need to be harangued.
Talking to Dr. Amy Tutor, her brand-new book, Pushback, Guilt in the Age of Natural Parenting. Let me see here. Well, in terms of natural childbirth, is there anything that occurs in that process that bonds a mother and a child differently than through a cesarean?
Absolutely no difference. No difference.
Well, what
at
about
all.
These hormones I've heard about? Is there anything?
I know. They just made that up. There's no science to support that. And actually, it's very, very insulting to adoptive parents if you think about it, women and men adopt children and love them mm-hmm. with all their heart, and they didn't even give birth to them, let alone how they gave birth to them. So the fact is that what we know about parent-child attachment tells us the exact opposite of what the attachment parenting movement says.
How so? What is it that we know?
Well, the famous psychologist and psychiatrist who worked on this came to the conclusion that what every child needs is what they called a good enough mother, a mother who met that child's needs, mm-hmm. not a perfect mother.
I see, but in early, you know, in infancy, is a big part of that, though, this physical connection?
Well, not really that much. Mm-hmm. It's more the act of being fed and being cared for than skin-to-skin contact.
No kidding, really. So we could, sounds like we could almost be fed by just a stranger and we'd somehow be maybe...
Well,
you know.
people do bond to other
right.
people who aren't their
That's
mothers.
True.
They bond to their grandparents. I mean, most kids adore their grandparents, and yeah. That has nothing to do with feeding. That has to do with spoiling.
Tell me this, Dr. Tudor. When the book, by the way, again, Pushback, Guilt in the Age of Natural Parenting. So when you're talking to women who do feel guilty, how does that affect their mothering?
I think it seems to place them at greater risk for postpartum misery, if not postpartum depression. And interestingly, there is good science to show that women who are depressed have a harder time bonding to their children, and their children have a harder time bonding to them. So I think what everybody could benefit from is reassurance that mm-hmm. these are not the hard parts of parenting. Those come later, and, you know, there'll be plenty of things to feel guilty about, and your children will tell you everything that you did wrong.
Indeed. Do doctors push these ideas today, would you say?
I think it mostly comes from the natural childbirth and breastfeeding industries themselves.
So in the medical world, are they pushing for breast milk versus, you know, bottle feeding, these kinds of things?
Well, I think that, you know, they've come out and said that breastfeeding is best, but they've neglected a really important detail, which is that we know from medical science that 5% of women or more, so that's 1 in 20 women, mm-hmm. don't make enough breast milk. So it can't possibly be best for those babies. And we are seeing, and, you know, it's reported in the pediatric journals, an increase in babies that are being admitted to the hospital for dehydration because of exclusive breastfeeding.
No, see, the mothers just don't want to give them formula?
No, they don't make enough. Oh, the mothers don't want to give them formula because yeah. they've been told that, oh, formula is evil.
And you can do both, you're saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of times lactation consultants tell you that it's bad to do both.
Hmm.
And I once asked a thought question about, you know, if formula disappeared tomorrow versus if breastfeeding disappeared tomorrow, how many lives would be lost? And the fact is that formula saves a lot more lives than breast milk does.
So the people that look back at their life and feel their trauma occurred when they were babies by, you know, being denied, let's say, breast milk or whatever these things that happened early on, is that overblown in their mind, do you think?
I think very few people look back on it that way. A lot of people have a lot of things they're mad about with their parents,
right.
but it's rarely things like breastfeeding. Uh-huh. It's things that they can remember.
That's true. And in terms of long-term health issues, your view is that none of it's connected to these types of issues?
Well, it's not my view. It's what the science shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what bothers me. You can say that breastfeeding is good. I think it's good. I breastfed 4 children, and I really enjoyed it. It worked for us. But there's a difference between saying it's good and saying it has all sorts of magical properties and that you're a horrible mother if you don't do it.
Yeah. Going on the Internet for information, is that a bad idea nowadays?
Well, it is if you're not sure how to tell the difference between an authoritative source and just your neighbor who set up a website.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are out there preaching that everybody should do what they do and that you're bad if you don't do it. And if I've learned it, anything from being a mother for almost 30 years and being a doctor for more than that, mm-hmm. it's that there's lots of different ways to raise happy, healthy children, and that the common ingredient, regardless of the culture or the ethnicity or anything else, mm-hmm. is when parents love the child.
Tell me this one last thing here. When you're dealing with a woman that does feel depressed, has postpartum, and feels guilty, feels like she's not doing what she should be doing, how do you help her feel like a good mother?
Well, one of the things I say is if you go into your local kindergarten class, or your local high school class, and look at all the kids there, can you pick out who was breastfed and who wasn't?
Hmm.
And if you can't pick them out, then that isn't much of a difference, is it?
And you're saying there's no way to tell, really, right?
Well, I mean, can you tell?
No, I would not be able to tell. I don't think so. Is it something where they just need the information and they feel better, or does it take more than that?
Well, real postpartum depression is a psychiatric illness, and it takes much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're being hectored by other women who are telling you you're a bad mother, I say to women, you know, look at who's saying this and look at what their reasons are. Anybody who really wants to support you is not going to tell you that you're a bad mother. So, you know, they have other reasons. Partly it's a business. Not that there's anything wrong with, you know, business. I'm a big fan of capitalism, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's in their interest for the breastfeeding industry to convince you to breastfeed. But even more importantly, a lot of women build their identity around their parenting choices, and they want you to validate their choices by copying them.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Because when you think about it, why should they care whether or not you breastfeed your child? But they do care.
Dr. Amy Tudor, the book Pushback, Guilt in the Age of Natural Parenting. Get the facts, not just what people are saying out there, but get the real truth as to what is important and what is simply not in parenting. And Dr. Amy Tudor again. Dr. Tudor, thank you very much.
Thank you.